Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighbor, Carmelite the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today we're going to talk a little bit about important movement in relationship to the spiritual betrothal of the sixth dwelling place. It's how we know that we're getting to, you know, a distinctive moment within the sixth dwelling and its necessity in order to prepare the soul for the spiritual matrimony, the seventh dwelling place. And this is where we get into an important topic of raptures. Not rapture in sort of the Protestant evangelical sense, being taken up. No. She writes in this particular chapter, this movement, this spiritual betrothal comes about and moving deeper when the, you know, the Lord and Savior, you know, God himself, gives the soul rapture to draw it out of its senses. So why is God giving moments of rapture to the soul to draw it out of its senses, to bring it deeper into his loving embrace? Now, of course, what is a rapture? For Teresa of Avila, rapture is like a spark that sort of increases in the soul. It's an intensity of love. And she uses the image of a spark. It's not just a prayer itself. You know, it's something beyond just a movement of the self. You know, she wants to get people, i.e. her sisters, away from dwelling upon like, oh, this movement. No. God is doing something distinctive here in this rapture, in this intensity of love, this increasing of a spark that brings the person out of their senses. You know, as she begins to go deeper and deeper into, it's the fourth, fifth chapter of the sixth dwelling, you know, the soul, which was sort of never fully awake to God, is being awakened to God through these raptures. You know, and a deep sense of enlightenment and knowledge of his majesty are being given over to the soul. Majesty, very important concept in the writings of Teresa of Avila. And with these raptures, she talks about different visions and things that are coming up. But I'll say that next time. I'm just trying to get the broad sense of rapture, particularly because of its connotation in particularly Christianity here in the United States, but also wherever there's strong elements of evangelicalism, we hear about the notion of a different notion of rapture that comes, quote unquote, from the scripture. That can be argued, but we're not getting into that here. Teresa goes on to hold that in times that the soul is in its rapture, it doesn't understand these secrets. Its raptures are not given from God. God is going to be conveying certain knowledge, certain things about his majesty, you know, enlightenment. But if there's not these understandings of God coming through these moments of rapture, through this intensity, this increasing of the spark of love, then that is a sign that it's not really from God. You know, we can, and she's mentioned this in other places with other moments of gifts from God or movements of the soul and et cetera, where, you know, the flesh, you know, we can get into a melancholy spirit, or we can, in this case, fall into like a manic spirit and, you know, something from a psychological, you know, disposition in this regard. You know, if you're praying in a way that brings about a sense of manicness, you know, we can sort of, quote unquote, put ourselves into this state. But if we're not growing in this understanding, or in this enlightenment of God's majesty, coming about from this intensity, this spark of intensity, you know, then, all right, this is not from God. You know, there should be some sort of sign of knowing, and or a deeper knowing and a deeper understanding of God. You know, so in relationship to things that might be taking us off the mark, it's always important to bring back to mind our faults. Where are we falling short? Not in a condemnatory way. She doesn't really speak about remembering our faults in a condemnatory way in order to safeguard ourselves from false senses of rapture. No, but it's to keep us rooted in humility, that without God, these things would not happen in our life. And without God, you would not have any kind of rapture, as she writes about it, because it is a gift fundamentally from God. So to keep safeguarding ourselves from talking ourselves into something, from convincing ourselves into something, from pushing ourselves into something, from believing that we have something that really is not from God, we have to remember our faults for the sake of humility, not of condemnation, but for humility. Because if a rapture is really from God, it'll come with some aspect of understanding and enlightenment of the majesty of God. That is sort of a distinctive mark to help us to understand that, yes, God is doing something here. So as we bring this episode to the end, it's important to remember the intensity of love. And this is where she also begins to speak a little bit about the Holy Spirit. And this episode is going out the day after Pentecost. So the Holy Spirit is really doing something in the soul, you know, is really working on the soul. As she writes, no longer do I want you to converse with men, but with angels. So we're being lifted up. And that's why she uses the term rapture, sort of being brought up. And the Spirit is fundamentally doing something here to awaken the soul to this majesty of God. As she also writes, you know, rapture is a mystical phenomenon in which the soul is born out of itself and exalted. It's not from her. I believe it's from John of the Cross via some different dictionaries. But, you know, mystical phenomena in which the soul is born out of itself and exalted to knowledge of divine things. God is bringing us out of ourselves to bring us deeper into his bosom. And with that comes this intensity of love, this growth of a spark, which brings about fruit of a certain knowledge and enlightenment of God's majesty. If we're not seeing these sort of things, if you don't see an increase of love, of understanding, of enlightenment in and around God's majesty, we know it's not from God. And in order to safeguard ourselves from falling into false traps, we have to remember our faults, not in a condemnatory way, but in a way that cultivates the virtue of humility. So this rapture, also can be understood as a quasi-union, is fundamentally God getting us ready to enter into the seventh dwelling of matrimony. But we have to be freed from the things that will hold us back from giving ourselves fully over to God. So he brings us into these moments of rapture in order to bring about a greater freedom from the self, not because, you know, we're wicked, evil thing, but because we can easily fall into traps that take us away from God. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that little subscribe button and leave a review for me. It really does help others to find me on the platforms that you're listening to. Also, you can get more of my stuff over at thefrankfurrier.com. There you can find things I've written, YouTube videos I've done, and you can email me all this through thefrankfurrier.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.